Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. It is Wednesday, October 19, 2022. Raven 98 here, along with.
Good morning, TNT. What a wonderful Wednesday it is. So, before we get into anything else, I actually wanted to send you guys the link out the other day. But even though I read the story, it wouldn't let me fully open it without subscribing to the page, so I didn't send it. So I didn't want to subscribe. But I will tell you guys that a Vietnamese dong is a great buy at this time. All the currencies adjusting their rate. Vietnam decided not to, which means you get a bigger bang for your buck. On what we know. We know what we know. It is a great opportunity to buy more. I just want to put that out there. That's what I'd be doing if I was you. Buy more. What's going on, Ray? Did we send anything else out? We did send something out, didn't we?
Yes. No, I did. You did.
Oh, I sent something out. Man, what was I thinking? Huh? Let me see. Officially, Erdogan set up the date for voting on the Sudanese government. I'll tell you, this is kind of funny, though, because people are discussing it, talking about it, texting me about it. What does Sudanese government have to do with Iraq in the RV? Which, yes, I laughed at it, because it's kind of funny. And Sudanese government doesn't have anything to do with it. That happens to be the man's last name. And his government, like the Al-Kazimi government, like the body government, just the phrase that they use over there. The last person, and they call it their government. He's the one who has to seat the new government and be his ministers. And that's all that tells me. Now, they're saying they're going to vote on Saturday, but they're also saying the names will be submitted tomorrow. Everybody that's submitting names. You have them submit 5 names each so they can cut them down to 3 and then make a decision from there. Even if they had to vote. Everybody didn't get the positions that they wanted or the number of ministries that they wanted. Because according to them today, they're just going to do what they've been doing. Hand them out the same old way, nothing different. So that's not a change in the government. Matter of fact, some of the framework ministers are already saying this is going to be a 4-year government, not an 18-month government, because now that we're in charge, the rules have changed, which everybody expected, but we'll see what happens. Not everybody's saying it. Just some of the ministers are saying that. Some are saying just what we want to hear because the government isn't final yet until they take this vote on Saturday. But they do plan on having early elections. So we'll see which way it goes. We know how they go anyway. Malik and his group are saying today that they are not concerned with the demonstrations that are still planned for the 25th. They actually said, we're not afraid. I told you guys on Monday we hadn't heard anything from those guys. They were afraid. Now, a noise in the background. But they are still planning on doing the demonstrations on the 25th. They're still waiting to hear something specific from Sadar. Other than what he already said. And I don't think they're going to hear that until Saturdays when he sees exactly who they put in what position. So right now, everything's calm. Everybody's waiting. Saturday is now our big day. They said they were going to do it on Thursday. Now they're just submitting names on Thursday. They say they're going to take the vote on Saturday to have the government in place and start doing their work. Already complaining, as we expected, that it's going to take time to do everything they need to do. Time. More than the time they gave Al-Kazimi and complained about he didn't get anything done. They're not going to get anything done, I don't think, but we'll see. So, nothing at the banks yet, guys. And as I tell you, I don't look for anything until after the government is actually permanent and then go. But after that, everybody still says it's all set. All they have to do is do it. They're going to have the money to do it, the reserves, the gold, the position, everything else. They just have to decide if they're going to pass the laws and rules to do it. And that's what we wait to see. All right, Ray, let's go.
Okay,
Ray,
you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Blackbird says, do you think we will be at the banks on the RV before the end of the year, or do you think we will go into 2023 still waiting, based on your knowledge and gut feeling?
I got to ask Trish. Hold on for a minute. I'm just Yeah, there's a possibility. I mean, there's still an opening for us to. I was actually trying to get hold of my guy in Iraq this morning to see what they were saying, even though, again, I don't expect anybody to know anything until after Saturday, to tell you the truth, on what's going to happen in this. But the way things are set up, it could very easily happen. Price of oil is going to go up. Well, it was supposed to go up. But you guys saw what Biden did today. You who always complain about Biden and the government. I mean, he released 15 million barrels of oil today. He said he's going to release more to drive the price of oil down so he could drive the price of the pump down. And that we're going to continue pumping oil out of here, the U.S., in order to do that and to keep the price of oil down, which is okay. It's in the 90s. The rest of the world thinks oil is going up, volume is going up, or the need 23% between now and the end of the year. There to drive the price up even higher, even though he's going to try and fight. So we'll see which way we go. Either way, we're going to be protected. RV is going to be protected because it's not going to go below $80 a barrel. And I can say that, especially with the winter coming, with them cutting off most of theirs. He can make up the money here in the U.S., but he can't make it up globally. So Iraq will be an even bigger or better situation. Iraq today is looking at all the integrity investigations. Suits coming out, everybody talking about all the billions and billions that were stolen. But some ministers saying, but blame it on everybody except who it is, which is the government itself. And they don't want to name names. Even though the Sudanese prime minister is saying he's going to put a stop to it. And the framework is saying we're going to undo everything Al-Kazimi did. We have to wait and see. I'm not trying to be negative because last time somebody said the call sound negative. You guys, the press, were trying to be realists, first of all. And what's going on, when we can expect to see it. But we know the RV is going to happen. And we know the value is there in the Iraqi dinar. And we know they're not going to tell us 2-3 months in advance. They're not going to tell us 2-3 days in advance. They're going to deny it, but here's the thing. The people of Iraq, people, have been selling their dollars trying to get dinar because they think dinar is going to be more valuable. That's why their numbers went up with people putting their money in the bank. That's why recently the rate went down by 600 dinar. Just from Monday to Tuesday, the exchange rate went down by 600 dinar because the people are hearing that the rate is going to change. And they're trying to get rid of their dollars now while they can gather more dinar for your dollars, which is the smartest thing to do. So there's definitely some positive things going on over there in the way they feel about it. We just have to see our way through it. All right, so everything's good. There's no negatives in our banks. There's none at the U.S. Treasury. Nobody's giving us anything that is not happening. Matter of fact, everybody is just waiting. And that's what they're still saying. They're just waiting for it to pop the right time because everything else is done. You know, Iraq's still saying they're going to pass some laws that have to do with not revaluing the currency, but the banking structure, corruption, those type things that they know is going to be an issue. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Burbank Lou says, posed repeal of 2000 AMUF authorization of military force in Iraq. Would this eliminate the have a presence in Iraq, and would that hurt the chances of the RV?
Okay. You said with the possible repeal of what?
With the proposed repeal of 202 authorization of military force in Iraq to eliminate the ability of military presence, would that hurt the chances of the RV?
No, it has nothing to do with the RV. It's just members of the framework, again, bringing back up the fact they want the U.S. totally out of the country, which we don't see happening, not even at 3,500. First of all, they're not building that embassy just to walk away from it, and they have the right to have an embassy, and it's going to have the largest one there. And they put it in Kurdistan, which they're going to be. And it's just a framework posturing, I think, because 2,500, 3,500, so it just doesn't make a difference. They're just wanting to say that they got the military out, even on a training capacity. Now, it could happen because we're there by invitation. We're there because the government asked us to be, because Al-Kazimi asked us to be and agreed on it. There's a Kurdistan president. Now, they're all different. We're going to have to wait and see if this continues. I think it will. Because if it comes down to it, and you guys should know it by now. If you don't know it, you should know it by now. If the U.S. interest is threatened, we're not going anywhere anyway. And their interest can be threatened simply by who's going to control the oil fields. They'll come up with something. I'm telling you. It has happened time and time again. And I'm not going to mention, I'm going to say it like this. It may be a false flag opportunity in the future should they do that. And that's about all I can say about that. All right, what's next? That sounds like Forrest Gump, huh?
L.A. Larry says, how long post-RV do you have to wait before wiring money?
You don't have to wait at all. They just say in the first 30 days, don't wire more than, how much did I say? 500,000. Because it would be delayed. Because there's too many people making wires and they're going to have to track that money. So they said in the first 30 days, don't wire, especially from a new source to a new source. So it's going to be delayed.
Right. Jim and KC says, seems like the U.S. would like the ARV so we can buy oil for $2 a barrel to offset the OPEC price and to refill the reserves that are now at 4. But the ARV also provides Putin with cash, and we know what the committee guy has said about that. Which scenario has the highest priority, in your opinion?
Well, I don't think we're concerned with buying $2 of oil at $2 a barrel because it's already into the equation anyway. And that's over a 30-year period of time. So we don't need to get – we're not concerned about the oil, or he wouldn't have just released 15 million barrels today to get the price down. So I don't think oil is a driving force now. Economics of it could be, and probably after the midterms, but I don't think just the price of a barrel of oil is causing us to do anything. Okay, and again, because we control what we control ourselves here, and he's releasing. You guys got to remember, the RV wasn't just about our economy. Because we weren't supposed to be involved, remember? We just got to this level because some loudmouth guy named Tony just started telling everything, even though I didn't start it. But the numbers just absolutely exploded, which we did, and we put it out there. But there's no way this many people were supposed to be involved. Again, for you guys who haven't been here, we started this call, there was 2,000 people involved in the RV, 2,000. Less than that had the Vietnamese gone. Now there's over 10 million people here in the U.S. who have the dinar and the dong. We started at 2,000. I remember way back then. So this wasn't about us. It wasn't even about our economy. It was about our government wiping out the debt, which Biden still this year said he was going to do before he leaves office. And he still has an opportunity to do it. There's only one way to do it, and that's the same way that Clinton did, with an RV of a foreign currency. That is still going to happen. That's the whole thing behind it, to reset our economy that way as far as debt, make the dollar stronger. And that it was never about us and what we could do for our economy. It was about what the government plan was going to do for our economy. And they know it's still going to happen. All right, what's next?
Be read. Tony, can you explain the QFS and how it affects the RV? And how are your supply of cigars holding up?
I have cigars. I can't explain the QFS, how it affects the RV, because I don't think it does.
Okay. Graham 46, could you tell an email out to those who donated in the system?
Me what?
No. I wonder if you send an email out to the new list.
No. Let me tell you guys this stuff. Anyone know? I am with Strike because they're trying to put the system together where I can just talk to those people. That was the purpose of us doing that. So it'd have them in that system, and they could do it. They wanted me to do it through my system, but they are trying to put a system together in order to do that. So I can use their system to give out all our secret decoded information only to those who are part of the helping us maintain. So I am, and what they came out with was, I even talked to Ray about this, but I was talking to him this morning too, because they're trying to put it together. Going to put options on the page, so probably to the bottom of the page, for people to do subscriptions instead of having to go and pay every call. You just do subscriptions. And that's so those who are only doing $5 every 90 days or $10, whatever they do, and just go in there and do a subscription to make sure they stay. Because I'm trying to get them to set the system up and to work on it. So I will only send it out to those customers who have purchased in the last 90 days, because I said that's what I was going to do, 90 days. And that's going to be on a rolling period of 90 days. So if you paid on the 1st and 15th, and, you know, or look at it. I think it's going to be on a rolling period, but they may make it on a monthly period, but it's going to be 90 days. So that's what we're trying to work on right now. And actually, I'm going to be doing something with them when we get done with this call, but we're trying to get it done. All right, what's next?
A lot of callers.
You said a lot of callers?
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good
afternoon. Hey, Ray, before I ask my question, I sent you a check, bro. Everything I put on it was incorrect. I hope the city, I spelled wrong. I spelled your last name wrong. I haven't gotten it back, so I don't know whether you got it or not. 352?
I have no idea.
Well, anyway, I sent it to you. I don't know what the deal is. I haven't gotten it back. But hey, Tony, I noticed they said once they set the government, the budget will get done. Now, if they do the budget, does that mean they have to have an RV, or the RV will be a part of that budget that they get done?
Well, I'm going to answer your question after you answer my question. How about that? Why would you send Ray a check where all the information was incorrect?
Well, here's the deal, Tony. It was not intentional. I'm not the greatest speller in the world. But I didn't find, you remember I told you guys I didn't see that site where the address and everything was on it? I couldn't find it. But fortunately, the other day, I found it. I saw the red, the red button, and I clicked on that, and there's all the information there. But I had sent the check before I found it. And, I listened to the guy, and I thought he was saying helm. I spelled H-E-L-M. Should it be E-L-M? City, South Carolina. That's where I screwed up, and I spelled Renfrew, R-E-N. F-O-R-E or F-O-R-D, F-O-R-M, supposedly? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, let me tell you what it sounds like to me.
Go ahead.
Some people click automatic pay and try to pay $5, and the $5 doesn't go through. But you know why they did it? To get their name in the system, because they know they didn't have $5. So I'm thinking, who doesn't know they don't have $5 on their credit card? Why would it fail? Here's the thing. You guys got to understand, and let's remove it. Because if Ray put that check in his account, it doesn't go through, we got to pay for that.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Well,
those guys charges on those credit cards, and they don't go through, we got to pay for that. And that's why I try to make sure their names are excluded from the list.
Well, do me a favor, man. If you get it, just tear it up, and I'll send you another one. Because I have the correct information now. But I would rather know that you received and you tore it up before I send you another one, because I don't want it to be out there somewhere floating around. I mean, it was not intentional, Tony, and it's not like I don't have the money. I mean, I have the money there. But, hey, man, I'm incompetent. I'm just incompetent, dude. That's the bottom line. Okay.
Okay, we're going to leave you with that. But it was an opportunity for me to tell everybody what was going on. So, yeah, that call. So we see that and get it crossed there and be like, okay, we'll make sure we don't add them to the list. But anyway, to answer your question, nothing is automatic. It's in the budget. The budget still has to be submitted to this government. They have to pass it and pass the rate in there. It's supposed to be, but I don't know how it is worded. It can pass in this year's budget and say it takes effect on February the 1st or March the 1st or January the 1st. That's the part we don't know. But we know it's in the budget. I just don't know explicitly what it says.
Okay.
Or when the date is for it to go into effect.
Okay. And you touched on my other question. We were talking about they wanted Americans out of the country. But we need to remind ourselves that was the same scam that Maliki pulled when he did this framework agreement with President Bush, when he wanted the Americans out of the country 2011, and President Obama couldn't do nothing about it. That's when he allowed ISIS into the country. So can we trust this guy when he was talking about he wants Americans out of the country? Could the same thing possibly happen again?
You got to remember, I mean, anything's possible. Let me explain to you. Maliki let ISIS into the country because he was losing power. He tried to do what Putin did today. If I create a crisis, I can declare martial law and be prime minister forever. Just like, unfortunately, Trump tried to do. He could declare martial law and be president forever. In this situation, he doesn't have to do that. They already run the government, unless the 25th just goes off the rails, you know, and they do that. He might not have a choice. But, yeah, they want America out so they can do whatever they want, control the corruption and everything else, but it's just not that easy because that's just soldiers. Now that they're part of the international community, others will actually get involved with us because now you're threatening the global economy. And that's something he's not looking at. Or he's being told by Iran, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, Iran is now sending drones and military equipment to Russia to fight with Ukraine and slowly getting involved in war because they're partnering on everything against the West. So this would be an opportune time for them to try to move in Iraq, which is the one thing we didn't want to happen. If they did that, though, who would they put in charge? Maliki. And nothing Sadar could do, anybody else could do. There's no U.S. people there coming in, and they're an actual government, if they get that far. Now, again, they're just saying it this morning. Sadar still has his say-so if it doesn't happen. These guys on the 25th still have their say-so. And at any time there is a uprising in Iraq or the government looks like it's about to be toppled, the UN resolution, not the U.S., UN resolution, says that the countries can come in and save them from themselves. But
okay.
When I have to be chaos
well,
in
no,
the streets.
I got one more question just to speak with
you. Okay.
Great, Tony. I'm sorry. Wait, Tony, I'm sorry.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
No, the other thing I was going to say, and I'm going to say this real quick. You know, I think the other a couple of days ago they fired rockets into Iraq in the green zone. And how does with Iran sending those drones to help Russia out? How does that affect the agreement that the United States and Russia, I mean Iran is trying to figure out about the nuclear weapons? How did that affect that agreement?
It doesn't affect the agreement. They don't want him doing it, but it has nothing to do with the agreement. You got to realize something. The people, they don't have missiles. It's Iran putting on a show, which is what they did during that time, because they didn't want the demonstrators out there while the vote was actually taking place. Because that's what happened. They said they were going to do it on Friday. They did it on Wednesday. They let a couple bombs out around the Green Dome while Parliament was in there voting for the new prime minister. They did that themselves. I mean, that's what was the purpose behind it. We don't see Sadar say he bombed the Green Zone. We don't see the people out there with missile bombing the Green Zone. Framework one, Iran, the mobilization, it's their guys. That was part of the plan. All right, Ray, who's next?
Okay, all right. 754, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Mahjong Lady from a miserable, miserable, cool day in Florida.
It's not raining, though, right?
Well, it looks like it's going to snow any second. That's how ugly it is here. It's not raining. It is drizzling, but it's not raining yet. We're supposed to be out of the rainy season, but it's rained every day. So that's global warming. That's how it's affecting the world. Tony, couple of questions. Number one, with everything that the framework did before Al-Kazimi came in, with all the dissatisfaction of the people, how in the world did they ever, ever get elected? How did this ever happen that they're back in again after raping the country the way they did?
Because Sadar walked away, and they had the second largest group, so that puts them in charge. He, you know, made a move, which everybody's saying now, he made a major mistake. He was playing the game. He pulled his people out and thought he was going to be able to come back in and take control when they didn't form the government, but that didn't happen. So now he's forced to have to wait until the next election cycle to come back in. But he made a strategic mistake. And then on top of that, because things didn't happen quickly, he let it drag out. The UN, US, the European Union forced them to make a decision today, right now, which they did before the 25th. So he lost out. He, in fact, opened the door. But to counter that, now he's telling all his people throughout the government, like I told you guys Monday, down to city council members, from the top to the bottom, everybody resign, walk out, don't participate in the government, in hopes that it will fail, because that's what he hopes. And if not, in order something goes wrong, which even today, he said he's waiting for the infighting to start, he'll be able to come back and have the power of the streets take it over again. But that was the only move he had left. So Dark let this happen. The people didn't let it happen. They voted for him. But the fact that he walked away gave the framework the opportunity to be in charge again.
So if he's waiting for the framework to fail at what they're doing, this could go on to infinity, couldn't it?
No, because they're supposed to have a new election in 18 months anyway. He just thinks they're going to fail before the 18 months gets here.
Didn't you just tell us in the intel that they're changing, they want to change that? That this government will be seated for 4 years?
Some of the ministers are talking about that, where others are still saying they're going to vote. But we know that's how it works. Once Saturday is over, they have an actual government. We don't know what they're going to do because now they have an actual government. The reality is they could say 18 months, but we got to change these laws, right? Because the voting law has to change, like our electoral law has to change. But they could drag that out for 8 or 9 months arguing back and forth. That's the reality. But even without all that, the RV should occur before that. Because of the growth of the country, the GDP predicted, the prices of oil, and they've got to do something for the people. They're not going to wait 18 months. Or Sadar is right. Their government's going to fail.
Okay. And on to my other question, which has to do with the RV. Do you think that there is a chance that the currency will float before when it comes out, or will it come out at an actual rate?
When the RV occurs international, it will be at an actual rate, and then it will float because it will be on Forex. And it floats daily. So, again, the whole plan is for the RV to come out at a rate and announce it to the world. All the fundraisers, investors, everybody else go in, drive the price up to $12, $16 in the first 10, 15 days they can, even though our council guy said they're not going to let it happen like Kuwait. They're going to do it in increments every day and then stop the trading so it just doesn't go off the chart. But supposedly they're going to do the same thing on the way down. Only let it come 5% a day until it gets down to the level where they want it. So it's going to be controlled chaos this time versus what Kuwait did. But no, it's not going to come out at 1400 and take 2 years to get back up to $1, $2. It's not what they're doing. That's
okay,
not going to be a revaluation. I'm just dropping the key zero. When they do, we'll immediately change the rate. Go ahead.
All right. My last question, still with reference to that, is if there, once it comes out on the Forex and it comes out at that rate and they have the controlled, they control it going up, we still are entitled to go in and ask for the contract rate. That has nothing to do with us getting the contract rate. Is that correct?
Nothing to do with your exchange. That's going to be to the general public. So,
oh.
I'm telling you guys right now, what I plan on doing, exactly what I plan on doing, I'm going to go in and do my exchange for $28.50. And for the highest rate I can get for the dong, the zim, and everything else. And I'm going to take that money and go into Forex and buy more. And I know that those first 15 days, 23 days, it's going to go up. I intend to buy it at $3, $4, $5, whatever it is, till it goes up max. And double whatever I put in there. And I intend to sell it when it reaches the peak. And make the extra money on it. That is how I will double dip. And there's no law against it at all. It's just being smart. How much and what point you're going to put it in and when you're going to take it out. Now, I may not go all the way up to 12 or 15. If I get in at 4, I may just go to 8 or 9, whatever, say I double my money, don't be greedy, and let me take it out before it starts falling down. Because it's easier to get out if it's still going up than it is when it's coming down, because they're going to be cutting it off. I probably gave you guys way too much information, but anyway.
No.
Wait, watch me do
it first.
You guys do it. All right.
All right. Well, those are my questions for today. Thank you for your answers, and hopefully we get to see this before we go into next year. I have a son that's getting married, and I certainly would like to surprise him and make that wedding. So
okay.
Hopefully we'll see it this year. Thank you, and have a good day, and be back on Friday.
Wait, you want to make the wedding, or you want to pay for the wedding? Oh, She gone?
Let's see.
I want to pay for the wedding as my gift. I want to surprise them with paying for the wedding.
Okay. All right. Well, let's make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
thank you. Be to you Friday. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610, area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NBA.
Greetings.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And I'm going to keep it to the short version because we're getting close to the bottom of the hour. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. That way it makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions and follow the prompts as you go through. In the block where you are asked, in your name on the card. After you have typed in your name on the card, hit the space bar twice, and in that same block, type in your phone number there. That helps Ray track those payments as they come in. After you have filled out your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you have clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. This way, you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Make it a dynamite rest of the day. And Ray, safe travels towards the end of the week here. Have a good one, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
Ray, you going somewhere else?
I'll be in Houston Saturday.
Oh, will you?
Yeah, Tennessee.
You're just all over the place. I
wanted to get some more education. Yeah, these training sessions are kicking it, man. Folks want this info. But
okay.
Anyway, 972 area code, you are on.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Hey,
hey, how
are
you doing,
sir?
Hey, it's a fun day in Texas. Marjan lady was disappointed about the rain. Yeah, well. We've been waiting on rain. Maybe she could send some this way. Appreciate your information. I was a little confused why the authorities are not concerned about the potential revolt or whatever's going to happen on the 25th. They just don't care, or is this just what they seem to be communicating? It seems like it's a potential problem. They don't care?
Well, they think that you have to follow the law. And actually that was proven with Sadars and what his guys did so far, because of the threat from the they did follow the law, and they did peaceful demonstrations.
Gotcha.
They think that because now they're going to be in charge by the 25th.
Okay.
And Al-Kazimi didn't protect them, they're going to be able to put their own force out there because now we control the army. We control the militia.
Okay.
We got all the guns.
So it's confidence on their part that they can control the situation. All right. Sounds good.
But listen, Danny. Because
yeah.
It's a good question. You got to remember back when the body was in charge, they had all that too. And the people still toppled the government.
Yeah.
And that could still happen.
Yeah. Boy, what a vulnerable time this is for that to happen. The progress that's been made, of course, you referred to it. It looks like they're serious about it now because they know that the hammer could come down. I suppose that'll be a continuing factor.
Yep. But, I mean, and it may be the thing that forces them to actually change.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, who he puts in his cabinet is going to be a big decision on what happens, you know.
I'm getting the impression those decisions have already been made. You say they're going to offer names, but most major political groups, whether they're American or Sudanese, which is odd, they already know what's going to happen before it happens because they've made the arrangements. Don't you suppose that probably has been the case this time, too?
Well, listen, it's like every other politician in the world, I mean globally. They had meetings, they discussed names, and laid out a format of who the government was going to be. But guess what? Now they're saying they're discussing their agreements for those names. So now they're submitting new names, and we're going to negotiate over. That's right. I mean,
all right.
They'll do anything until they get in there. And that was the big thing, is that the Sudanese got, they named the Sudanese, whatever.
Yes.
He's going to agree with everybody. He's going to agree with Maliki, I mean, the framework, with the Kurds, with the union. He's going to agree with everybody until after they take the vote. And then he's going to say, let's renegotiate everything.
Right. Right. Okay. Last question. Give us a little more information about your emphasis on the dong at this point. I understood what you said, but is there more to that little suggestion than you're able to say at this point?
No. I just noticed that they put out a statement about the dong saying that they were not going to adjust their currencies like other countries. They weren't going to fight the dollar price. They weren't going to defend it by raising interest rates in their country and raising taxes in their region, which means the rate went down in the U.S., which made it a better opportunity.
Yes.
For the same money, but we'll get a still bigger rate when RV happens. So why buy at $50? Buy $1.3 million at $50. That's what I would
right.
say.
Yeah. Well, in Texas, my experience has been there's almost nobody selling dong right now. I go back to my sources that were charging me $80 per million and see if that hasn't been adjusted slightly. So anyway, I'll give you a report back on that if I find out any information. That's all I got for now. I got to go back to work.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay, sir. 281. Squeeze you in. Hope I don't.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you guys doing today?
Okay.
I'm good. I'm just skip right on over that little comment you just made. I heard you.
What comment?
Your brother.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He said he was going to squeeze me in. but didn't feel like you could squeeze me in. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
All those pork chops.
All right, we get it. Anyway, I have a question. So what position, again, was Sadar or is Sadar at this point? What's his title? Does he have a title?
He doesn't have a title.
Okay.
He doesn't have a title.
So I'm confused. So how is it that he's giving them 6 months to get all this stuff, I guess, together, stay on the right track, or else, if they don't, then or else. So if he doesn't have a title, how is it that he can demand something like that?
This is not negative to anybody. I'm just putting it so everybody can understand it, okay? That's all. And Sadar's position is Trump doesn't have a title right now. I mean, ex-president, like so many others. But the fact is he still controls the hearts and minds and souls of a lot of people, because he does. So when he gets on, I want to say Twitter, but he's not allowed on Twitter, whatever his other site is, or he does a speech or somewhere, do people still follow him and do what he says do? Yes. Sadar is the same way. He's much bigger than Trump is over there. The people follow him blindly. When he says go, they go. When he says smash, they smash. When he says be peaceful, they're peaceful. When he says, hey, after an hour, I want you to walk away, in masses, they just walk away. So he doesn't have to have a title to have power over the people. He has the people believing in him, which is much more valuable in any position. And they know that. The people, there's two ways to rule. I talk about this with my friends, because we talk about it all the time. You can rule the way that Maliki is trying to rule, which is out of fear. And it's successful until the people get back in the corner and, they have no choice but to fight with the earth. Or you can rule out of respect, which is a much easier way to rule. And more important than that, people will give up their very life for you if they respect you and believe in you, which is happening in Sadar's case. He is ruling through respect of the people for the people, where the framework is trying to rule through fear with the backing of the militia in Iran. You don't need to be anybody in the government. You just need to be somebody the people believe in.
Right. Well, now that the framework is in office legally now, they, to me, seem like will have more of a say-so regardless of what the people right now, because it seems like to me Maliki has always made it hard whenever a decision was made, even when Sadar was in office, and, always wanted to take stuff to court and all kind of stuff like that whenever he didn't like something. So now that they are in a position and have their titles, who's to say that if Sadar makes a decision, if it doesn't go the way he thinks it should go within this 6 months, that they won't take this stuff to court and it just, we all back at the same spot that we were in the beginning. So...
Okay. Good question. Let me give you an excellent answer, okay? Whether you think it's an excellent answer or not, it's an excellent answer. So the point is this. Laws are made. Laws are made. Go to and count on for the people to obey, who obey laws. You got to understand, here in the U.S. and around the world, the crooks don't care what law you pass. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. Right?
Right.
You say, hey, you're breaking the law. Do that every day. So what? Because they do every day. Laws are to keep honest people honest. Same thing over there. Laws are to keep people who want to follow them and can doing just that. That's just what the law says. Okay. But when you say riots, demonstrations, enough is enough. I know you bought the Supreme Court, or you control the Supreme Court, or you wrote the law in your favor. Why should I honor that? The demonstrations right now, when Sadar gets them started, are all because I don't believe in your laws, because you wrote them for you. So that's not going to do anything. Only thing that can possibly happen, if it does, is, yeah, we're right back where we are. We're right back with the UN, the U.S., and then a new prime minister, except this time, instead of declaring them a caretaker government, they say they're an intermediate government. Again, they have the same powers and authorities as the regular government, but you're only going to be there for 2 years. If they declare that difference, things can change. They didn't do that last time because it wasn't supposed to last for a year and a half. They didn't do it last time because even though their end result came out right, they wanted Sadar to win, they wanted change to happen, there were loopholes. And Sadar, the people thought that the federal government would be fair and rule in their honor. It wasn't until it was too late they realized, hey, these are Maliki's guys, and they're doing everything he says do. So now we can't depend on the law. That's where they're at, and that's why he walked off. I can't depend on the law. If I interpret it one way, he interprets it another, and you're changing it just for him, because that's what they did.
Right.
But during the next demonstrations, we're right back here. They let it happen. The UN already let them know. There's chaos in the streets. You start killing your people, we're going to come in. Now, if they topple the government, they had the prime minister run out like a body did, that means there's no government in place, then the UN gets to step in again. Sadar already knows that. People already know that.
All right, well, I guess we'll wait and see what Saturday brings. I mean, they've already kicked the can again because it's supposed to be Thursday. Now they kicked it to Saturday. See if they kick it again. Oh, my God.
Well,
okay.
What they do know, if they have intelligence as they pretend to be, they better have a government in place on the 25th. Because if all hell breaks loose, you don't care what happens. You don't have any government. The UN can just walk right in and take over.
Yeah. I think it's going to get to that point because these people seem like they're so, it's crazy. They can't get anything done without craziness. So we'll see.
Because of greed and
all
power.
Right.
Until they learn how to give up some of that, it's always going to be difficult.
Yep, I agree. All right, well, thank you for answering my questions, and you guys have a good day, and see you on Saturday, King.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Are you going to Texas? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Houston.
Oh, my God. Why in the world would you go to Texas? Oh, my God.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
Oh god, all right guys, well, we know what that music is. As it is still a very good situation. I just gave you guys all the different scenarios and what can happen. Possibly nobody wants it to happen. The framework thinks they're going to have a smooth transition and the people are just going to let them do what they want to do. We have yet to see, and Sadar's guy said he will, to a point. As long as you don't do what? Appoint these people from the beginning, and we're going to have a problem right from the beginning. So we'll know that on Saturday. But put in some different people. I'm going to give you 6 months to let us see some results, something changing and happening before we hit the streets again. So Saturday is a big day. Let's see who the ministers are, if they're the ones that Sadar is going to agree to or not. And supposedly, the new prime minister, Marlette, is going to talk to Sadar before he announces who those people are. We'll see if that happens. He agrees. On our side, Treasury, banks, everybody is in good standing. They're still ready to go. They have the rates, and we're just waiting. So, here we go. All right, Ray, I got to go. Your sister's calling me. So we know that's
okay. All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be back on fan. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.